Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaesu. I'm here at the Cambridge Comic Arts Festival, and we've run into an old friend of ours, Vinny Thompson. How's it going?
Hello, it's going very well.
It's, last week we did the free comic book day at Mostly Comics together.
That was a great time. There was a lot of people and a lot of interesting costumes.
Nice.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. I sold a lot of books, met a lot of good people, and handed out a lot of cards.
It was a fun day, too.
It was a beautiful, sunny day.
Yeah, and talk about fun days. Like, how about this in the library?
It's summertime outside and it's air conditioned inside. I feel like it's July.
Nice. And quite a nice setup in here too.
Beautiful setup. Very spacious, well lit, so all our work looks good. And it seems like there's a good amount of folks here, you know, doing a little walkabout.
Now, I'll ask you the same thing I asked a couple of the other artists today. As a comic book creator, what's a nice little festival like this mean to you? It's something that celebrates the artist.
I love these little intimate festivals because you get to really meet people. Like in a show such as Fan Expo, for instance, there's thousands of people, and you don't really get a chance to talk one-on-one, whereas a show like this, you get to meet a fan, and you can sit there and have a conversation with them and tell them the plot of the story and answer any questions they may have.
Cool. Now, for those of the people out there listening, you are the creator of the Vinny and Bud comic strip.
That's correct.
What was the origin of that? How many years ago is it that you created this strip?
I came up with the idea about 10 years ago. I was doing a lot of mural paintings for the school board, and one school in particular wanted a picture of a skater kid because skater kids were very big in 2004. And I came up with the idea for Bud. And then I enjoyed drawing the character so much, I made me as his best friend kind of deal and worked the story around their relationship as best buddies, and used a lot of material from my childhood. Like, I brought in other characters that actually existed in my time and brought them in through comic book form. Sort of kept my word to all my childhood friends, please do a comic strip of me. Okay, now here you are in a comic strip.
I was going to ask you, how much of this is based on your own life, actually?
It is loosely based, but there is a lot of stories. Like, this one here is this one here was based directly on an incident that happened in our childhood. It was involved the local pool and a football, which got us banned from the pool for the summer. What it was is we wanted to get the attention of this older woman who was 16 at the time, because we were all 10 years old. So I thought it's a foolproof
woman.
Well, back when we were 10, 16 was old. Wow, she's in high school. She's a woman. She probably drives a car. Like, oh my gosh. So we're like, well, you want to look cool in front of her, so how about, like, I whip a football at her and you jump in front of it, Bud jumps in front of it and catches it and does a big AC in the water, makes a big splash. Oh, that's got to impress her. Well, not unless you miss the ball completely, hit her in the face, and knock out her two front teeth by accident, getting us banned from the pool for the entire summer, because that was not our intention at all. Bud was supposed to jump up in front of her, get the ball, and then drop in the water, and then she would notice us. But what happened was he missed it. It went over his left shoulder and pinned her right in the head, and that got us banned, and we had to go to the uptown pool where all the rich kids went to swim, and they didn't like us either. So that's the little chapter there that was taken directly from my childhood.
Nice.
Yeah. And then other stuff is just gags that I find funny, and but most of it is based on, like, actual events that took place.
That's cool. And now these days, Studio Comics is putting out your stuff. You're on issue 3 now.
Yes.
What's that whole experience been like?
It has been fantastic. It is definitely more of a professional approach to this storyline. It has comic books that look more comic booky. Like, my old graphic novels were very well made books, but I had to charge too much for them. Now with Alfonso's books, they're only $3.75, and they go a lot better, and it gets the story out there a lot faster as well.
That's cool. Anything you can spoil about issue 4?
Well, I have two pages here, and this is the artwork. That's page one.
Oh, nice.
And then here's page two. There is going to be Grandpa flashbacks in it. There's going to be, but it's all going to be more one story rather than a lot of little stories.
Okay.
It's kind of more like his books, The Night Spike. It's like one story in the whole book. So I'm going to try that with this issue. I wanted to tackle more of a longer story rather than the 5 and 6 panels of a quick gag.
Right.
So, but originally that's how I wanted to start it, so people could get familiar with the characters, get to care about the characters, and then you could put them in a longer story, in longer
okay.
story form. It's the same with the series, like Breaking Bad, for instance. You know, you had to introduce the characters first, show them what they're like, and then throw in all these crazy situations, because now you're like, I want to see what happens to this character. And then that's kind of how I like to write my books. You kind of introduce them slowly, and then you create these events, these storylines that take place to keep the storyline interesting.
Okay. Cool. That's awesome, actually. I got to ask you, what were some of your influences, comic book-wise and maybe creator-wise?
Well, largely Archie Comics in the very beginning. That's how I learned how to draw. I copied their comics, their covers. Like, if we had a rainy recess or something, like, the kids would be, like, whipping beanbags at each other or carrying on, crawling on their desks or whatever. I'd have the newest comic book of the week, and then I would have a big blank piece of bristle board, and I'd be recreating it right on the bristle board. And that's how I taught myself how to draw faces and, you know, cartoon characters, animals, and that sort of thing.
Okay.
Self-taught in the beginning. After that, Jim Davis with Garfield. I really liked his work. Calvin and Hobbes came along and blew me away because their storyline, his storyline, Bill Watterson, he had such an amazing way of writing a story, and I loved his illustrations.
Oh, great series, man. Great series of books.
Fantastic. Loved them all. And then I was a big fan of Mad Magazine as well.
Who was?
I loved the satire.
Funny enough, my daughter is in the corner of the library reading a Mad Magazine as we speak.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you can't keep a good comic book from getting around.
That's true. So, where can we see you next? Are you going to be in Niagara Falls?
I will be at the Niagara Falls Comic Con this June. And I will also, hopefully, I've got to talk to Alfonso. I don't know this for a fact, but I want to go to the Fan Expo at the end of the summer for at least one day with him. That'd be the only way I could do it.
Oh, that's cool.
Anything else? I'm going to try to book during the summer. I'll be posting it on the Vinny and Bud Facebook page. And then I'm pretty sure Alfonso will share it.
Cool. Well, thanks again for talking to us, man. It's great seeing you again. We'll get the word out on the comics, and I know I've already liked your Facebook page.
Thank you.
So thanks again for your time, and we'll talk again real soon.
All right. I look forward to it.
All right. Thanks, man.
Looking for a new comic book reading experience? Found it. Studio Comics. Led by Alfonso Espinoz, Studio Comics has a variety of talented artists and writers bringing tales of crystal skulls, circus freaks, and misunderstood superheroes. Check out their website at studiocomics.com. That's studio, C-O-M-I-X.com. And you can purchase their comics at better comic book shops near you.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.